perhaps we'll work together again in the future.
Let's not get ahead of ourselves.
The Mediterranean Bank has been robbed before, but never like this.
The driver, he's known as the transporter. We will make him pay.
May I be of some assistance?
Hello, Frank.
Who is this?
You and your friends took something from me, and I've taken something from you. I'll give you 12 hours to find your father before I kill him.
Okay, here's the deal. Maybe I missed something over the last 8 years since Transporter 3, but I don't recall there being a big rallying cry from audiences demanding the franchise get its motor running again. However, like the recent released Hitman Agent 47, we are getting another unnecessary reboot to a franchise that no one is missing. In this iteration of the story, we have a new actor playing Frank Martin, who is a high-priced driver for any job, no questions asked. He is coerced into helping four high-class prostitutes who want to escape the business and take revenge on their boss, a cruel Russian mobster. Frank's father is dragged into the mix as insurance for him to comply with the job. Where the previous Transporter movies were insane stories with ridiculous, over-the-top Looney Tunes-style action scenes, this one ramps things down a bit. The story is still every bit inane, often not even making internal logical sense, but the action is presented in a slightly more realistic way. However, in doing this, we lose any sort of fun that was to be found in the series in the first place. As a result, we're left with a lackluster European chase drama with lots of bad script work. The Transporter Refueled gets 1 star out of 5. This is Kevin Carr, and that's the way I see it.